for the taste that can't be beat. Whoa, yeah. We got the best kinds of music.
Music.
Ah, get it down! Get it down! Shh, shh. Get it down!
Get on
Cuts of Music, Edition 24.
Dancing dreamer on a joyride. Dancing dreamer all day, all night. Dancing dreamer.
までつづくか。
ファンキーバージョン。
起きたらまたする。
ファンキーバージョン。
みんなでするある。
ファンキーバージョン。
朝から4人でジャンタッカ運び、このままいられりゃ最高なのさ。
Thank you.
This is what I do when I go to school. Robot, 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 robot. I have my robot lunch. I eat cogs.
My favorite robot president is Robot Abraham Lincoln.
I also enjoy listening to Robot Black Sabbath.
I prefer Robot Led Zeppelin.
Robot Winston Churchill liked to smoke robot cigars. Robot backwards is Tobor. In Canada, they pronounce the robot say robot.
Robot.
All my rowdy robot friends have settled down. Nobody wants to drink oil and get loud. Robot girl likes to cruise around in daddy's pickup truck. A cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. Lord, I love that robot wearing tight-fitting jeans. Robot jeans. Space.
Personally, I love being from the future.
The future is great. Future robot is better than past human.
Bad.
Flesh bag gets sick.
Bacteria disgust me.
Water is annoying.
Eating food sucks.
Except for electronic pizza.
Oh, how I love electronic pizza.
I especially like electronic sardines on my electronic pizza. Robot music is better. It is mathematically sound. There is no error in judgment when dancing to robot music.
I will go to the discotheque and do the human. It is very awkward and shitty.
I like to do the analog slide. I think there is an electronic cricket in here. I do not like bugs.
Living things suck. Did you catch the latest episode of All My Robot Children?
Affirmative.
Robot Erica Kane really knocked it out of the park.
Affirmative. Hopefully, Robot Susan Lucci will win the Daytime Emmy Robot Awards this year. She has been cheated every year for several robot decades.
I query the same.
Japanese robots are perverted. They're only into giant robot Japanese tentacle sex and looking like creepy little children and invading dreams of others. Let's get on to the music portion, talking of show tracks.
Track 1, Sam Brothers 5, SAM 8.
It was very funky. Not robot funky, but funky nonetheless.
Next track, Bionic Boogie.
Dance, Little Dreamer.
Definitely not created by robots.
Affirmative. Bionic Boogie just sounds ridiculous. What robot in his right hard drive would do that?
Word on the street is that robot Stephen Hawking went back in time to produce this music. That being said, unfortunately, it is blatantly obvious that while being a possessor of a time machine with the hard drive to comprehend time travel, obviously the robot race should have sent someone funkier.
Affirmative. Robot Stephen Hawking is the antithesis of funky.
Robot Stephen Hawking couldn't funk himself out of a cardboard box.
After that, we had Sadistic Micah Ben with Funky Mahjong. It was a funky song by a Japanese group. Clearly, the Japanese do not understand the word of sadistic, or they would have not picked it for their band title.
Typical of Robot Japanese. Robot USA is much better than Robot Japan.
Correct. Our robots are respectable.
We do not allow robot males to lie with other robot males.
Affirmative, as it was written in Robot Bible.
Reminds me of a Robot Rush Limbaugh interview where he really gave the robot left a good one.
Correct. Also reminds me of Planet of the Robot Apes, where they said robot ape shall not kill another robot ape.
Speaking of killing another robot ape, what about that robot abortion?
I am ambivalent. Abortion is a moral quandary and something that only belongs to the outdated human. Enough with the chatter.
Let us not get in a quagmire.
Let's not get into a bucket of 11 pieces of all original extra crispy robot chicken.
Interesting. While I do enjoy store-bought robot chicken, I actually prefer my robot mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law is such a robot bitch.
I disagree, Robot Sam. My robot mother-in-law is a robot MILF. But don't tell Suzanne I said that.
Affirmative. That does not change the status of your mother-in-law, though.
It is true. She can be quite the bitch. The next song was Air 2, Toke de Kui.
Yes, enough of this robot chatter. I demand that we continue on.
Continue downloading
the best cuts of robot music.
The Shangri-Las to tell you a bit about dating courtesy. A girl is right to assume her date will perform little acts of courtesy which are his privilege. If you are smart, you will allow him to open doors and hold chairs. Don't barge on ahead like a baby elephant. You'll get attention all right, but it won't be favorable. It is correct to pause and let him know you expect him to act like a gentleman. He'll love it and think you're a lady, and in return it will flatter his masculine ego.
Was a good taste tip for you. Now here's something else that's good taste too.
Say, Brother Richard.
What, man?
Look at that black brother looking so mean.
Look like he's carrying a can of gasoline.
Listen, brother, let me pull your coat. That's no way to have a black revolt.
See that brother across the street selling those Muhammad speaks? Go talk to him. Let him run it down. Don't try to burn up half the town. Uh-oh, here comes the man. And you standing here with that can in your hand.
Drop it, brother, like I asked you to. And let the brother run it down to you.
Sticks and stones and kerosene, Coke bottles filled with gasoline, bricks and bats and bicycle chains. With tools like these, what could you possibly hope to gain?
Burning and looting and cries of black power, black power. All types of war cries, soul brother will holler.
Brother, try and think like a wise man. How much black power can you hold in a can?
Hey, look at them marching peacefully over there, led by Dr. King. They say Whitey shot him and fled the scene. Carmichael, Brown, McKissick, the late Dr. King. All these soul brothers claim to have the right thing.
Listen to me, brother, and try to understand. that what the so-called Negro needs is a divine plan.
9,000 miles and 400 years from home. That's an awful long time for anybody to be gone.
Brother, do you realize that you are the maker and the owner of this earth? And it is that time in history for the American so-called Negro's rebirth.
Let us unite and get some land to call our own that we can live on long after Whitey is gone. Do you think we're shucking or running down some jive? Check Malachi in the Bible, 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5.
It says right there, brother, that in the very last days, Elijah would come to show the black man the way. Unite with me, black power it will be, and there will be no need to carry a can of gasoline.
Wait just a minute, brother. I know what you're gonna say. You're tired of religion in every way. But I'm not talking about preachers hollering about Jesus, Jesus, and a land on high that you can only get to after you die. I mean freedom, justice, and equality, true friendship, money, and the best of property. Not $50 million churches with solid gold steeples,
but businesses, hospitals, and schools to benefit all black people.
Lantern banter. My favorite lantern banter.
Would somebody get this walking carpet out of my way? I'm a giant fan of the Green Lantern. He's my all-time favorite superhero. They said there was going to be a movie with Jack Black, but then that wasn't going to happen. And I'm really glad they didn't fuck it up that way.
Yeah, it would have created large fists.
Mm-hmm.
To create...
I would have been in the
jerking
mob.
Jerking motions like he's masturbating.
Yes, large, giant, green masturbating
Jack
fists.
Jack Black as a masturbating Green Lantern.
Yes.
Funny.
He would have farted and created an imaginary green cloud of whatever. And then people would have choked. Ah, it stinks. And
he would have laughed.
He'd laughed.
And then played a song with...
Kyle Gass.
It's quite the guess.
Mm-hmm. It's gas, gas, gas. Jumpin' Jack Flash is. So is that movie by Whoopi Goldberg. Dogs barking cannot fly without umbrella. Dogs barking cannot fly without umbrella. Me, 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 me. La, 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 la.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Sha-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na. Dip, 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 dip.
Jell-O cheese. Pudding pops.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's and burgers.
Yeah.
What you got?
Yeah.
Dip, 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 dip. Milkshakes and McDonald's and burgers. Do-da.
Dip, 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 dip. Scoop-a-dip-dip-dip-dip-dip. Milk, cheese, bacon, onion rings. Beer and brain. In the time before space, we control the horizontal and the vertical.
Yes, so good. Love Outer Limits.
Outer Limits.
I bought this for $10. No, $30.
Oh, that's pretty sweet, though.
I think it's because it's normally like $60 or something.
It's all that extra plastic.
Yeah. 27 hours.
Of Outer Limits.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's really good stuff.
It's so crazy. You know what I think is weird on those episodes when it's like regular people are there and all of a sudden like people from the future come?
Yeah.
And it's like really freaky deaky.
I can't remember the episode where that happens in here. I'm looking. But yeah, those were weird.
It's a classic. A farmer goes into a restaurant and everyone's quiet and he's like trying to talk to people and he's like, hey, why is nobody saying anything? And then everyone just sort of drops everything and looks at him and
terror music.
Yeah. Hey, wait a sec. And then he just like disappears and everyone kind of creepily smiles. And then another person comes in and this time it's some FBI agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
What was that?
Wait, what was that? What was that?
What's going on? What are all these colors? Brilliant, beautiful, amazing colors. Something's materializing in the studio.
What light hath my eyes doth see?
Hark, hark, hearken he. This is amazing.
Such brilliance. That sound, it's like an unreleased Yoko Ono song.
It's craziness. What's happening?
Greetings, Robbie Flex and Sam Hauser.
We are from the future.
We are the best cuts of robot music from the future.
We have come from the future to tell you, you are doing it all wrong.
Yes, your human show is ridiculous. You are doing it wrong.
Your jokes are lame, your track selection is weak, and your timing is awful.
What are you talking about?
Our wisdom bark seeds that of yours. We are 30,000 years old.
Our show brightens the days of...
Tens of people.
Tens of people.
If we couldn't put on our show, I mean, there'd be a couple of people that'd be seriously distressed.
No, it does make perfect sense to come here and dish you on your puny, stupid show.
You have previously stated that your mission statement is to play every single best cuts of music. We would like to inform you, a carbon being such as yourself has but a life cycle of 60 to 75 years. In your lifetime, you could only complete a maximum of 1,632 best cuts.
Affirmative.
What are you talking about? We're not... Our show's great.
We will be taking control of your show now.
Because you are ruining the best cuts of robot music in the future by doing it awful in the past. We have a reputation to uphold.
I believe for you to understand, you will need to listen to an excerpt from our show.
The best cuts of robot music.
Edition
4,976,000.
My mustard onion is red brown.
I chipped up computer chip.
Aren't you glad I didn't say transistor?
Hey, Lego, my electronic ego.
The horizontal stripes you are wearing are accentuating your compartmental bulk.
I haven't seen anybody wear that plastic chassis since the Amiga 500.
Wow.
Wow, that was awful.
Yeah, that was painful, guys.
You guys really... I'm sorry, guys. You guys really have a point there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you wouldn't know. You don't have feelings.
Yeah.
But I assume. But my heart goes out to you.
I think something's lost in translation here from future to present. I think part of it is you don't understand that, for one, that we're not actually going to accomplish every single best cut. I mean, and you're robots, so, of course, you wouldn't get that.
Right. And... obviously your robots, that's why you chose Rocket, which in my opinion is a trite choice and
made popular in our time by robot Herbie Hancock.
Played out, it's obvious, because your robots, A, B, it's a classic hip-hop tune that everyone's heard 30 trillion times.
Yeah, even my granddad liked that song.
Yeah.
Silliness.
I would be the first to agree that the song has been played out a lot, but I have to say it's a good standard for robotic music in the future.
Especially if you're trying to do the human dance.
We've really got a show that we got to finish here. If you don't mind.
Right.
You can come back and say whatever you got to say. Make your case. You're not killing us. That goes without saying.
Well, can we do the show with you?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
I guess so. I mean, whatever. You're here.
We can do it. All right. Well, starting off that block, we had Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Is it Four Seasons or Season?
Four Seasons, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think there's Four Season. Yeah. If it happens on Mountain, Nature Valley's there.
Yes.
The Night, Paluski re-edit.
Yeah, excellent re-edit. And after that was Shahid Quintet with Invitation to Black Power, Part 1.
Right, that got me.
Robot Power.
Got me. I'm ready to sign up.
It made me feel guilty.
Sure. That's white guilt. That's what that is.
And right after that, we had George Mirabus with the Brazilian Tapestry that's on the Catalyst Records label. Mm-hmm. Great stuff.
Fantastic.
And that sums it up. That's the three tunes we just played.
Yeah. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Music.
All right, well, it's been great to have you guys guesting on our show.
It was enjoyable.
You're kind of rude, but...
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. I guess it's just interesting.
Yeah, future robot us are kind of dicks.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm surprised, but I am disappointed.
I am too. The time machine portion was pretty awesome. I mean,
yeah,
it's not often you see a time machine, and you expect it to, you know, like be something cool.
It did look great, but
like somebody who's going to change like the present,
yeah,
in an amazing way.
Yeah, not be sourpusses.
Yeah, just come to a show and diss people.
When you see the time machine really close up, it actually looks really cheap, and it doesn't look real. It's kind of like
foil on cardboard.
Right, right. Which I don't know that they're the smartest of our people.
I disagree. I believe it is empirically impossible to be less intelligent than you.
Affirmative.
They're the most intelligent, but,
yeah.
Well, you know, whatever.
What ifs? It's like for all we know, they came from a portion of the future where everything was extremely dumb.
Yeah, I would believe
for
that.
For a while.
I could believe that.
Like, we devolved, and then it took, like, another million years for it to get back to, like, where we are right now.
Right, right, right.
Even though they are robots.
Yeah, they're immortal, but they're really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really accomplish a lot. That would explain why the show's so ignorant.
Yeah.
While they've done it for a long time, they've just only gotten up to our show number 12 banter.
Yeah, like, quantity does not equal quality.
I think there's a lesson to learn here, Sam.
Yes.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's do this thing. What do we got? We got George Maribus. That was Tim Mai. A Femme de Voltar.
Little action music.
Brazilian disco
craziness.
Star.
And then after that was 1958 by Scalpel.
I like that weird kind of vintage remix stuff.
It's pretty good. I think I heard it on an Ursula 1000 mix. It's pretty good if you like.
Excellent.
American meets Japanese shibuke style music, taking Brazilian, way too many genres and cultures mix kind of stuff. It's great.
Tune after that, John Lucien's Listen Love from
Well, it's a tune coming up.
Oh, yeah, the tune coming up.
Yeah, we're in on this.
Listen Love, right.
Yeah, listen, lovey.
And enjoy it. And
enjoy.
Guys, yeah, you've been listening to
The Best Cuts of Music. It was enjoyable, as far as enjoyment can be had.
Listen, love, to the song I'm singing. Every word, but you see, my heart must remind me, for it's so in love with you. Listen, love, to the song I'm singing. Hopefully, you have heard my every word. But you see, my heart must remind me, for it's so in love with you. Perfectness has a link between us. Love so real, feel like I'm a child again. Chasing dreams filled with red and yellow colors, eating gingerbread and wine. Where's this place called heaven? Could it be that's where you're from? You unfold my every need like you knew me when my life began. Listen, love, to the prayer I'm praying. Hopefully, our supreme will hear. hear my plea. Faithfully, you'll be my commander, for I'm so in love with you.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.